I arrived here on Thursday in the midst of that deluge, which continued on Friday. And I thought we won't see the sun for another 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, Saturday, first miracle of the Eucharistic Congress took place. And then to get sunburnt on Sunday was something phenomenal as well. I came here in order to express my solidarity with the Irish Church. I was trained here. A lot of my training as a Franciscan was done in this country. And I feel a close affinity to Ireland. I've suffered a lot, I think, as the shortcomings have been publicized. So it was a way of coming and saying, just as Jesus gave us the Eucharist just before he suffered, so I'm hoping that the church in Ireland, in the suffering, is going to bring the gift of the Eucharist back into the lives of the people.
There's quite a big representation from African nations here. We've seen pilgrims from Angola. I saw a huge delegation from Zimbabwe who had made their own costumes for this Eucharistic Congress. So there is a great participation of the Universal Church. How important do you think this is for the Irish faith? And have you had a chance to speak to anyone from the Irish Church so far?
Not immediately, so just some confreres, the Franciscan confreres. I sense there's a couple of things about the response in Ireland. There's a certain cynicism. It's not the right time to have it. There's a certain almost hopelessness. It's gone so far, can it actually be turned around? At the same time, I think there's a quiet, how would I say, relief. It's taking place. But there's a growing confidence and a trust that this is going to be the start of a new healing process. That's what I'm picking up. It's only early days yet, you know, but I'm picking that up as well.
What interventions have you had a chance to hear? And since Saturday to today, what has stuck out most in your mind from this Congress?
I think the Mass on Sunday would certainly have to be the major point. I think it's the most joyful celebration. The lead up to it, the involvement of young people, the choirs, I think was absolutely wonderful for setting a tone. It is a tone of celebration. And certainly the beginning, right from the beginning, the apology, the stone with the prayer, I think all these things are really putting, not hiding away from the problems or hiding the problems away, but certainly making sure that we are speaking within a context, we're praying within a context, and especially reflecting and deciding on actions within that context.